Socialist Students, Growing, Brimming with Confidence. Claire Lacker Mansfield, Socialist Students National Organizer. Socialist Students Conference, which took place on November 12, February at Birmingham University's Guild of Students, showcased a growing organization brimming with confidence and enthusiasm. Around 80 attended over the 2 days, representing societies at more than 30 different campuses and colleges. The agenda was packed, and every session was filled with lively and thoughtful discussion. A theme of the weekend was the growing international movement against Trumpism, and plans to resist the US president's threat and state visit. Drawing upon the traditions laid down by the anti-war movement, the conference voted to launch a campaign for student walkouts on Day X, the day this racist, sexist billionaire first arrives in Britain. As an immediate step, we agreed to make the 20th of February, when the state visit plans look set to be debated in Parliament, a huge day of action, with activity planned on every campus where we are organized. In opening the conference, Jamie Brackley, of Birmingham University Socialist Students and the National Steering Committee, highlighted the importance of internationalism, a proud tradition of the socialist movement. This was another theme of the weekend. The rally on Saturday evening was addressed by Monica Caballero Gonzalez, Deputy General Secretary of the Sindicato de Estudiantes, SE, Students Union, in Spain. In her inspiring contribution, she described the historic victory won by the SE against neo-Francoist education reforms. Monica thanked socialist students for the solidarity action they had organized to support this struggle. Members of the recently founded Socialist Students USA had prepared a video greeting for the conference. Mary Finch from King's College London Socialist Students introduced a session on fighting the attacks on education, along with Dave Riddle of the Coventry branch of Lecturers Union UCU, and London Socialist Students organizer Helen Patterson. The thoughtful discussion that followed emphasized the need for mass action to defeat attacks on education, including protests, occupations, and student strikes. While offering critical support, it also discussed the limitations of the strategy currently put forward by the National Union of Students Leadership. This is mainly based on attempting to create temporary practical barriers to the government implementing its marketized teaching excellence framework, by arguing for a boycott of the National Student Survey. Other discussions included a lively debate on how could Brexit work for the 99%, with Socialist Party organizer Lenny Shale taking on Jonathan Barsina, a former chair of Oxford Conservative Future and a prominent member of the Africans for Britain campaign. There was also a thorough discussion on the tasks of building socialist students, which was introduced by Vlad Borchin of Portsmouth Socialist Students. Overall, the mood leaving the conference was one of optimism and determination. Clearly, the growing openness to socialist ideas, along with the hard work and dedication of our members, has helped socialist students to take substantial steps forward over the last year. Now, particularly with the movement against Trump, and the hunger that exists for an alternative, the opportunities to grow our membership and develop our campaigning work are even greater.